Before we start this week's shiur, there's two things that I left off mistakenly from last week's recording. By the bracha of Shasal the Kaltzarki, that we explained from the Shalah and the Gain, that refers to that the person is in charge of the Dim Tzemech Balchai, and he could use them all for his tzrochim, and that's resembled in the shoes that come from Ar, that come from the Baal Chai. That's why we make this bracha on the shoes, but it doesn't necessarily refer specifically to the shoes, but it's everything that's, and it's resembled, his shlita on everything, and it's resembled through the wearing of the shoes. Lefi Devarim, it could be explained, this, that it's brought down, that Tisha B'Av, Yesh Ayrim, that you don't, in Kippur, when you don't wear leather shoes, you don't make the bracha of Shas Ali Kaltzarki. Which could shoot these tzarech beer, because who cares if this person doesn't have leather shoes? He could have shoes made out of wood, of rubber, of many materials. So why only if somebody had wood, leather shoes does he make the bracha of Shasali Kaltzarki? But Friya Devarim understood, because the bracha of Shasali Kaltzarki is on the showing that the Ben Adam is in charge of all other three species of Dim Tzemech Bachai, and he's able to use them all for his tzrachim. Therefore, Dafka, if he uses, wears shoes from Ar, which is showing that he's using the Balchai, that's when he makes this bracha. But if he doesn't, he does not make this bracha. Now, the bracha of Hameichin Mitzadik Dover, the Mefarshim add that it's not just that Hashem prepares our way, but it's Hashem lets us walk, he prepares it that we walk firmly, that people don't walk wobbly, but they have firm footing, and this is part of the bracha of Hameichin Mitzadik Dover. Now we're up to the bracha of Hamavir Sheino. The bracha is Hamavir Sheino Me'enoi, that Hashem removes the sleep from our eyes. Usnuma. Now Snuma is a lower level of sleep. First, the deeper level of sleep comes off, the Mefarshim explained. But he's still like drowsy, he's not fully awake yet. The Gemara calls it Tnuma is Nimvloi Nim, Tir Vloi Tir. Chazal tells the Kar Vloi V'ani. A person's drowsy, he's sleepy, he's not fully awake, he's not fully asleep. Tnuma is that level of sleep. Nim v'loy nim, it's not such a big sleep. So he's nim v'loy nim, he's even less than that. He's partially awake, partially up. But tnuma is less than Sheino. And therefore, first we say the Sheino washed over him, he passed over him the Sheino. And also the tnuma left, afapoi. Now what does this word afapoi mean? So we're accustomed from when we're young, and that's how the English Siddurim translated to mean eyelids. But it's not so simple that this is what it means. True that the Malbim and the Goyim, the Mishlei, refer to afapoi as eyelids. They both say it means eyelids. But the Mitzudis says that afapoi means ishoin. Ishan is a pasuk in Azinu, which simply means pupils. Though the word Ishan itself, there's a machlokes Rishanim, even though Rabbi Rishanim say Ishan means the pupil, the Rosh and the Rajbam in Azinu actually do say that even Ishan means eyelids. And this is really based somewhat on a machlokes Rishanim, why the Ishan is called an Ishan. The Radak in Sefer HaShoshim says it's because in the pupil you see an Ish Katan, Ishan. The Shayrish of Ishan is Ish. And the Oin means small. Like Shabbos Oin is a small Shabbos. So Ishan is a small Ish. So he says that because in the pupil you see a small Ish. So then it's for sure the pupil. The Meshmois of the Avidram is that this is not the Shayrish. But the Shayrish is something else. And Shabbos Shofarish explains that the Shayrish is the word Yashon, which is the Sharish of Ishan. And we always find that the pupil, the eye, I mean, is always what's referred to in Chazal as sleeping. Therefore we have the Ishan and Yashan is the same Sharish, just like this. It could be either way, it could be the pupil, or it could be the eyelids that sort of make the Sharish of the Yashan, or the Ishan, that the darkness, as the Shabbos Shofar Hirsch explains it, which creates the stage of sleeping. or it's the pupil itself when that has this. But either way, in the word Ishan itself is a machlekes what it means. So the Mitzudis, even though the Mashmai simply would be that it means pupil, because Moshe just hold that Ishan means pupil, but it's not 100% mochech. But the Magid Tzedek says that it means the pupil, and he brings it from a Targum Yoinison in Yirmiyah. The Targum Yoinison says in Yirmiyah that it means the pupil. Now there are many psukim which have a mashmois either way. The one could try to be taken mashmois from what the word afapoy means. But the interesting enough, there's one pasuk that seemingly would mean to say that afapoy means eyelids and not pupils, which is the pasuk in Yirmiyah afapeinu yoyz v'mayim pektes, that it says from our afapayim flowed tears. And as we know, medically, the tears come from ducts in the eyelids. So that would lend itself to be a shtarka raya to the shitas that afapoy means eyelids. But it's interesting to note that Targum Yoinison that translates it to mean pupil is gufa going on this pasuk. So in the translation of the word afapoy, there are two translations. There's the translation of eyelids, that's what we grew up with. It's the way the English Shidurim translated. It's the Shita of the Malbim and the Goyim. And then the Shita of the Targum Yoinison, the Targum Yoinison, and the Magid Tzedek with the Mitzudis, which all translate Afapoi to mean the pupil. Now, one of these two things that we say, Mavishena Me'ena Yisnumo Me'afapoi, so in the Siddur Beis Yaakov, it says that the Pshat is that the second thing is that the mind, there's the physical waking up. When a person wakes up, his mind is still sleepy, is still drowsy. He's not fully awake. Therefore, we say, first Hashem takes the sleep away from us, and then he takes away like this drowsiness. Rishon Shwab says it refers to the ruchnius take a slumber, that people are sleeping in ruchnius. And that's why the hemshech of the next bracha is on the ruchnius. Because we're making the bracha that Hashem woke us up, not just pekech evim that we did before, that our eyes are open. But now, our eyes are open. More than that, now we have awakened in ruchnias. And as Shem Shofar says, that now that we make this bracha of Mavishenu, we say what's Shetagadenim Esarasach, because that's the purpose of waking up, is to be Isaac and Tyre of Mitzvahs, Shinus Rashayim, Tayv Lehem, Tayv Lehem, Shinus Tzadikim, Zra Lehem, Ra Lehem. So we're thanking Hashem for waking us up. We have to get ahead and be Isaac, but Tyre of Mitzvahs, so that should be for purpose our waking up. Now we continue the next Baruch of Hirotzim Lufanacho. We say that it should be the will of Hashem. Hashem Elekeinu Velekei Aviseinu, the Rishayim explain the reason we say it many times in davening, the Sloshon of Elekei Aviseinu is to be mazkir, the schus of the Avis, to mention the schus of our forefathers. Shetagileinu b'sarasecho, that we should come rogu, we should come familiar, accustomed with the Torah of Hashem. Somebody once asked Imri Emes, if somebody comes familiar with it, rogu with it, so then maybe he should do his mitzvahs like a mitzvah, his Torah should come like a mitzvah samal shem l'mada. Then Imri Emes told him, certain things that a person comes accustomed to with, he still does with the cheshek every time. People eat every day. And still everybody eats with an appetite, they enjoy eating. And so we ask Shatagin Mr. Sekh, we should be familiar and accustomed with it, but it should be a familiarity that we still have a cheshek to do, and we should still want to do it every day. It shouldn't be done just like mitzvah mashal l'mado. Now, why do we daven for this right after the bracha of Mavishenu Me'enoi? So the Gaon explains that the reason is because the Einayim and the Sarsar Aveiro, they're the ones that bring a person to do an Aveiro. So after davening, thanking Hashem for opening our eyes, we realize that there's a danger involved. We might come, Chas V'Shalom, to use our eyes for the wrong things. Therefore, we ask Hashem that we should do the one time true method of getting away from our Yetzirah, that is Shatagileinu B'Sarasecho, that we should be rogel in the Torah, Dabkeinu B'Sarasecho, and then we ask Hashem not to bring us to the Aveiros. The Siach Yitzchak says that the reason we start this after Mavashen Me'enoi is not so much from the Einayim Chilek, but now that we're up, we're saying that we will have to start off right away on the right foot. that we should start off our day right away with Torah and mitzvahs. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Sheiltos, Ois Chav Zayin, says that if a person, it's a davar menusa, it's tried, tested, that if a person wakes up in the morning and he's mekabel themselves, the Olah Torah, the Emes, that he won't listen to anything, Dvar Matelim, anything that will mevatel him, he'll be matzliach in his learning. But it's a Kabbalah that needs to be done, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the morning. The morning, the way a person starts off, the aschalot of a person's day has an effect on his day. How it will be, if a person starts it off on the right foot, his whole day will be better, much easier to be Ayyavid Hashem. If he starts it off on the wrong foot, the whole day will be, unfortunately, much harder for him. Therefore, we start off right away saying, with this Giratzen, that we're asking that right away we should go on the right foot and we should do what's right. Now we ask Shetagdenu Besar Secho. The Sikh Yichtzuk explains that a person really has a connection to Torah, but we do have Averis that are Merachik us from Torah. In Kolshken we do Bittel Torah. In Tazveni Yom Yomai Mazveka, therefore we have to daven that we should come reunited with the Torah. Now the Rishayim start bevarning this, and the Shalosh speaks it out more, that Mitzvahs and Averis are totally B'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why when we continue, we say we don't say that we should do mitzvahs, but we say that we should get the kedusha from the mitzvah. So we're davening that we should learn Torah, because that's tali in us. But we're asking for the siyata d'shmaya, the messiah, the paischaloi of a bali tara. That's what we're asking for. And we're asking for more than that, not just the Liman HaTorah, we should be familiar with the Torah. Not only should we do mitzvahs, but the Mefarshim explained, but that's not what we daven for, because that we can do on our own. But it's more than that, we're asking that we should have the Kedusha that comes through the mitzvahs. Now we say, V'al Tevi'enu. So the Shalom and others point out, the Hashem doesn't bring us Lidechet. What do we mean, V'al Tevi'enu, L'li Dechet, V'li De'aver V'Oven? That Hashem shouldn't bring us to chet and aver and oven. Why would we think that Hashem brings us to chet, aver, and oven? A person has to bring himself to it. A person is a baal bechira. Hashem doesn't bring it to him. So Shalom and other mefarshim say that it means that this, the b'derech shalom writes, the leilich bo malichinoi say, and habo l'tamei paischinoi, that the way that a person wants to go is the way he goes. Therefore, we're asking that Hashem shouldn't open up this way for us, and He shouldn't enable us to do Averis. True, we're the ones that do the Averis, but Hashem shouldn't even enable us to do Averis. And that's what we're asking, that shouldn't have this. Another pshat he says, and others say, is that sometimes it's nimna from a person to do tshuva, because of his chatayim, like the Rishayim tell us. So we're asking that we should never come to such a level. Then we say, L'li de'chet, V'li de'aver v'ovin. Now the gears of the Gemara only had, L'li de'chet, V'li de'ovin. It doesn't have aver. So what's the difference between chet and ovin? Chet is shaygig, simply an ovin is mazed. So the Mefarshim ask, why do we say chet first and ovin second? First we should ask for the smaller thing, that we shouldn't do an aver b'mezid. Then we should ask that we shouldn't even do an aver b'shaygig, which is a bigger madrega. So the Mefarshim explain that the Yitzhar doesn't come straight to a person and say, go do an aver b'mezid, because he knows the person will not listen to him. But we ask Hashem is, but what he does is, first he's machshel b'chet b'shaygig, and then the chet loses some of its chaymer to him. And now that he's writing Nikshal and Ashaikik, it's easier to be Machshalom and Amazed. So we ask Hashem that we shouldn't come Lidei Chet, because that's the first thing the Yitzhar is Machshalos with. Now, if Chas Hashalom, we were Nikshal and we fell, and the Yitzhar got hold of us, then we ask Hashem that a Kapadim we shouldn't come Lidei Averu. Now, Rav Ben Agro says a different type of Lidei Chet for Lidei Averu. The Chet is the Chet is referring to Mitzvah's essay. And Aveir refers to Mitzvah's Leis Asay. V'lo li dei nisayin, we ask that Hashem shouldn't bring us to a Nisayin. Because people are not always Omer b'Nisayin. David HaMelech Yushayin bring us to Omer b'Nisayin. Therefore we ask that Hashem shouldn't bring us to Nisayin because we might not be Omer in it. The simple taicha is that if we're not going to be Omer in the Nisayin, then we're going to be Bali Dei B'Zayin. As Rav Ben Akra explains it amongst others. And the B'Zayin is twofold in this world. If we're seen doing the Chet, and much worse, the much bigger B'Zayin, Lasanavoy, that the B'Zayin that's going to come, when the deen of a person, Nachamev, Asim, comes, and they're going to see the Chetayim that he did, that will be the biggest B'Zayin. So we're asking Hashem that if we nigzar us to have a Nisayin, even though we don't want the Nisayin, because we might not be in it, but if it's nigzar us for whatever reason Hashem wants us to have the Nisayin, the Nisayin shouldn't bring us to the day B'Zayin, but we should be Ayman B'Nisayin. Now there are Rishayim that explain a different chat of Lodi Day B'Zayin. They say B'Zayin means B'Zayin of having to come out to somebody else for Parnasa. The Vlodi Day B'Zayin means that we daven to Hashem, that we should have our own Parnasa, we should not have to come out to others for Parnasa. The Rekeach says that Shleyesrach Labrius, and he brings the Gemara in Brachis, that the first part of the Gemara says, Mai Kurum Zulas Levnei Adam, that Kishanesach Adam Labrius Panim Mishtanim Kurum. Therefore, we daven to Hashem, that Hashem shouldn't bring us to the day B'Zayin, that we shouldn't come to the embarrassment of having to come out to other people. And this part of the bracha is deviating from the rest of the bracha, that even though the rest of the bracha is talking about ruchnius, this little iota of the bracha, this little part of the bracha is talking about gashmius, by asking Hashem not to become the Zayin for Parnasa, which is similarly tzarech bir. Why is this like this? But Chazal tell us that Nias is Maver Adam al Das Kaimai. It could be that's a pshat in it. It's a reason that we're saying, so to speak, that the B'Zayin of having to come on to other people could be what causes people to do Averis. Therefore, we're davening to Hashem that we shouldn't come to date this B'Zayin because this might cause us as another thing to do, to be over in the Averis. And that's its Temshech to Nisayin also. Because both these things are things that we're davening to Hashem to keep us away from situations that we have to should have to come to do Averis. Now, in this bracha that we have, we said, Shatagilenu b'sayasecha v'dabkenu b'mitzayasecha v'altivienu b'loshen rabim. In the Lashon of the Gemara, in Brachas, Dav Samach, the Gemara says, Shatagilenu b'sayasecha v'dabkenu b'mitzayasecha v'altivienu lo yidechev. Even though brachas are usually done blush and rabim, because a person is supposed to be mishtatev navshe, when possible with other people, this bracha is done blush and yachid in the lashon of the Gemara. And Rishai Pick is masber, and he says that all the Rishayim had this gears, and this is why it has had the way it has to be, because since we say that it's a continuation of the bracha beforehand, as Taisus and Brachas Mevav tells us, it's not Pesach Mebarach this bracha, and the other Rishayim tells us as well. Therefore, it's a continuation of the bracha of Mabir Sheina. So if it's a continuation of that bracha, then that bracha is Mabir Sheina Me'enoi, was Balash and Yachid. Therefore, this bracha also has to be Balash and Yachid. We are knowing that we say Balashin Rabim, we say Shatagilenu Mitzayasecha V'dabkenu Mitzayasecha, not like that. Our Nusach is not like the Nusach of the Gemara. Our Nusach is to say Balashin Rabim, even though it's a continuation of the first Bracha, we still say the rest of the Bracha, Balashin, or the first part of the Bracha, we still say the rest of the Bracha, Balashin Rabim.